Generally speaking, in that patient with ER negative, PR negative, multiple node positive, what regimen are you going to be using?
Well, that's a great question because I've got this study where they're eligible for capecitabine versus standard therapy. I mean, that would be very reasonable, in my opinion. It also would be reasonable to give them some of the more aggressive therapies depending on their functional status. I actually like the CT regimen that we talked about earlier because I like the ability of moving away from anthracyclines on a regimen that looked somewhat better, like a second generation difference from AC. So that's intriguing to me. And if it was a patient in great shape with a terrible outlook, to think of dose-dense therapy or using something like the Paxo-1, three cycles of FEC and three cycles of docetaxel or perhaps TAC, I wouldn't be highly critical of someone, but it would have to be a very carefully selected patient.
Now, the CALGB elderly study 49907 does not allow dose-dense AC, correct?
Correct.
Although there is the other CALGB study that's actually using dose-dense
AC. Exactly.